Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Well, hello, hello, and happy holidays to everyone wherever you are. It is December 24th. It's Christmas Eve, and we are live here on Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and I want to welcome you wherever you're listening from today. I know we've had listeners from literally all over the world on the first 4 episodes of this brand new show. And it's exciting because I cannot wait to share all of this information with you that we have today. We're continuing last week's show, which was It's a Process. That is the title of today's show. It's a process. Things that you can do. And by that, I mean practical, accessible, feasible things you can do to make growth and personal transformation possible in your life without overwhelming yourself. And that's the key, because who doesn't do overwhelm from time to time? You may find that you're completely overwhelmed. Many people are overwhelmed with holiday plans or last-minute gift buying, holiday party planning, prep. And you might be overwhelmed with things that are a lot more ongoing than just that. So wherever you find yourself, welcome. We've got a great show on tap for you today, continuing a list of practical things that you can do to begin a process of massive life transformation. And once you're on that process, to stay on the path, because distractions come up. Bad days come up, we get sick, we have bad days, weeks, months, years, sometimes even. And there's always something that you can do to move forward, whatever it is that you're actually trying to do. So again, welcome. And last week we went through a list of 6 items of things that you can do, practical steps to make massive transformation possible and to start it wherever you are. And the overall premise of this, I'm doing this show because in all of my years of teaching in many different arenas, people have always said and asked the same things. And the sense is that people are often overwhelmed, that making massive changes to your life can seem daunting. It can even seem, moment to moment, impossible. You might have the experience right now where there's something that you'd really like to do in whatever arena that is, whether it's your physical health, your jobs or career, your personal relationships. It could be your own spiritual path or your spiritual walk. However you define your path of transformation, we're always looking as human beings to be more, to have more. And if you pay attention close enough, no matter what you do in life, no matter what your family structure is, your relationship is, or where you live, there's always a sense that we could be more, that there's something else out there. And maybe you feel like you're not living or staying on your purpose in life. Maybe you don't know what that is and you'd like to discover it. So there's something here literally for everybody, because everybody experiences the ups and downs of life. Every single one of us. And the good news is that there are practical, accessible, and feasible things that you can do right now, today. And we'll go through those. Also on the show today, we will have about a brief 3-4 minute meditation about showing patience for yourself, cultivating and maintaining patience with yourself, because almost all of the teaching that I have ever done relates to 2 concepts. One is responsibility, and the other is self-love. And this meditation is going to be about both, but it centers on self-love and cultivating patience for yourself and just recognizing, this will be a theme throughout the show today, that this is a process. This is a process. Nobody expects you, if you want to start a brand new career from scratch and earn, let's say, a six-figure income, nobody expects that to happen in 2 to 3 days. If you want to lose weight, let's say that you'd like to lose, I'll just throw a number out there, 30 pounds. Let's say you want to do that. And you want to start whenever you want to start. Often people start in January, but you could start right now today if you wanted to. Nobody expects that to be done by tomorrow. And that may sound like an extreme example, but we put unrealistic expectations on ourselves all of the time. And what's important for us to realize is that growth and change is, in fact, a process. So, what are you doing right now? That's the only thing that actually matters, because that's all that you can control. That's all you can control. So let's begin today by reviewing some of the items that we went over last week. And we went through 6 of them. Now, incidentally, if you have a copy of my book, Decide, the items that we're talking about, this list comes directly out of the book. It's chapter 21, and I've entitled that chapter, The Work to Do. If you'd like to pick up a copy of Decide, you most certainly can. It's available wherever you buy books, in either paperback or ebook. And that's the title, Decide. The subtitle is, I love the subtitle, it's How to Replace Your Fictions with Truth, Go Big in Life, and Transform Audaciously. With an emphasis on audaciously. I love that. So this is chapter 21. Last week, we talked about, first of all, making a decision to change. Without making a decision, we play around, we dabble, we keep ourselves very small, and we just don't get anywhere. And we end up, where do we end up? Frustrated, right? Not respecting ourselves, perhaps thinking that we'll never measure up, etc. If you make a decision, things can change, and they will. And there are, for every limiting story that we tell ourselves, such as I can't or I'm not good enough, there is an alternative story that you could recite to yourself and practice on yourself and, in essence, drill that with time into your mind. So believing the opposite is very, very important. That is one of the items, the things that you can do. Be consistent, number 3. Need we say more? No, but we'll come back to consistency. Very, very important. The 4th item that we talked about last week was practice basic meditation. And by that, just to be clear, I don't mean running off to the Himalayas, shaving your head, and becoming a monk. You don't have to do that. And anybody that insists, even in jest, that you have to do that in order to meditate is wrong. It's not true. Why? A successful meditation can be as short as 1 cycle of breath, and everybody has time to breathe. Do they not? You're taking breaths right now. I'm taking breaths right now, and I'm very happy about that. But in reality, it's much more simple and accessible than you think, and the benefits are tremendous. That we will talk more about various meditations and the practice of meditations on forthcoming shows, but I always like to give you a taste of what a brief guided meditation looks like. Though I will do that on almost every show, and I try to do that as a regular item here on Decide to Transform, because it's so important, and when we get carried away in all of the daily drama and the details of life, it's very easy to lose sight of this very basic practice that can really pay great dividends in your life. Now, the next item that we looked at last week is explore your spirituality. whatever that means for you. Take a deeper dive. By listening to this radio show, you are taking a deeper dive. And I can only hope that you'll be committed to stay with that deeper dive, whatever that looks like for you. And the sixth and final item that we talked about last week was practice self-care. Whatever that looks like for you, practicing self-care is something that some people don't do. Some people are caregivers by profession, perhaps, or just by personality and the way they relate to other people in the world. And some people, you may be one of them, give and give and give and give and consider taking time out for yourself to be selfish. It is not. And I like to use the phrase, I mentioned it last week on the air, I'll say it again, because it sticks. It sticks with you. It's the image of a flight attendant giving the pre-flight safety announcement on an airplane. Put your own mask on first, then assist others. That's so true, because you cannot give to people if you are empty yourself. If you are an emotional wreck, then all you can convey to people is your state of wreck. You have to take the time to make sure that you're as whole and healthy and well as you possibly can be. And that's why I always come back to the phrase, put your own mask on, then assist others. So let's move forward with the continuation of this list. And again, this is from the book Decide, chapter 21. The title's The Work to Do, because it is work to do. And I, if you want to, it's work that you can do. It's work that you get to do. And really, if you're attempting to take a deeper dive in your spirituality, or if you're attempting to change your circumstance in life, whatever that looks like, this is something that you will want to do. So the next item is understand that it's not required for you to believe an empowering statement at first. It's not required for you to believe in the end result when you first start out. That may sound contradictory. If it does, let me explain briefly. It's not required when you start out on any path to be able to clearly see the end result. All you might be able to see is tomorrow. And that's okay. All you might be able to see is 5 minutes from now. And sometimes all you can see, quite literally, is the very next step in the process. And that's okay. Take that next step in the process. It's not required for you to believe that the end result is even possible in order to take the first step. Now, if you do believe that it's possible, and you can see it and picture it clearly, all the better. But understand that that is not required. And this is something that people frequently ask questions about. And this leads us right into our first listener question of the day. And this is from Joanne from Albany, New York. And Joanne wants to know about this very subject. She writes, "Why am I finding it so hard to begin? I just want to see every step ahead of time. I don't know if any of this is going to be worth it." Great question, right? Why am I finding this so hard to begin? This being her particular process of transformation. Joanne would like to just see everything clearly ahead of time and know what's ahead of them and know if this is going to be worth it. Have you asked yourself this question? I think this is a great question. Joanne, thank you so much for submitting this. And these are all questions, by the way, that people can submit to me via Facebook Messenger if we're connected on Facebook, or via email. And that's tomas@tomasgarza.com if you'd like to shoot me an email. So, Joanne, this is really important. And for those of you out there listening, if you're asking yourself this question, if you're having trouble getting started, here's a couple of suggestions and things that you might wish to consider. And of course, it's not always possible to know what the next step is going to be. I mean, most people wouldn't actually do anything if they knew what they were in for. And hopefully that makes sense. I mean, it might make sense to you, and I hope it does, because if people knew everything that was coming down the road, a lot of people would probably want to stay on the couch in their relative safety, relative comfort, because there might be some challenging moments ahead. But is it going to be worth it? That's something for you to weigh, and we'll get into that. But understand that this is a process, that growth and transformation is a process. And what I always like to say, just to sum it up, is if you do not take the first step, you'll never know. If you don't take the first step, you'll never know. And you'll never know what comes with the next step. And you certainly won't generate any momentum by taking several steps in a row. If you don't take the first step, you don't know. We won't have any idea. So that is my short form answer to a question that can be long and it can be complicated, but I always feel that if a question's complicated, the best answer to it is a simple answer. You don't know if you don't take the first step. So, Joanne, thank you so much for submitting this question. And for those of you who would like to submit questions, I'll read them on the air. Some of them are general and multiple people ask me, and sometimes it's one specific person. But again, feel free to shoot me an email. And that's Tomas, Tomas, at tomasgarza.com. So, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue with our list of things that you can do to get massive transformation rolling in your life. Stay with us.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth.
A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Decide to Transform, and happy holidays to you. It's the Christmas Eve edition and I'm Tomas Garza, your host. We are going through a list of practical items that you can do to get a process of growth and change started in your life, or if you've already begun a process, to stay on track, because we all need help in this department. We all do, because distractions come at us, adverse circumstances come at us, and challenges come at us sometimes, many at once. You just never know what's going to happen. It's very helpful to have small, handy, accessible, and feasible tools at your disposal to keep yourself on the path. And what are the benefits of keeping yourself on the path? Well, how about self-esteem benefits, for starters? It's a really good question to ask, okay, what's in it for me if I put this into place? Well, number one, a clear sense of purpose in life. You keep going, which is a huge self-esteem boost. And if you prefer to look at it a different way, you don't backslide back to where you were when you wanted to change in the first place. Those are a couple of benefits, and it could go from there, depending on what you're doing. So let's continue with this list of items. And item number 8 is do what you can right now, today. In other words, take a small step, whatever it is. Whatever it is. It might be if you are on a weight loss journey, it might be to take a flight of stairs, even one, instead of the elevator. It might be to stand up at your desk and walk toward a window. Take a few steps and come back and sit down. If you don't have time for a major exercise regimen, if you don't have time to go to the gym right now, okay, so be it. You don't have time. There are little things that you can do right now, today. So this is all a matter of our decision to do with them, to be committed to whatever practice it is. And in this case, it is looking around and asking yourself the question, what can I do right now? It's a proactive mindset. What can I do right now, today, to move this process forward? And it's positive. Most of us run around thinking, well, you know, I can't do this because X and Y, and I've got these limitations. And it's all a matter of our focus. Are you focusing on limitations, or are you focusing on what you can do, what you have control over? What you have control over is what you decide to do in this moment. And we're making a decision either in favor of our limitations or in favor of our growth. It's one or the other. I've said that in past episodes. I say that in the book, and I'll say it again right now. It's one or the other. So are you choosing in favor of your best self, or are you choosing in favor of your limited self? Those are the questions. Next item, number 9, is be grateful for the stuckness. And I love that word, stuckness, not for being stuck, because we can all relate to that, and it's never fun to be or feel like you're stuck, but just the word itself. If you put a different spin on stuckness, it's a sign that you're on the right track. It's a sign that you're on the path, and in spiritual terms, it's a sign that your ego is on the run, your sense of limited self, a sense of separate self, of littleness, of playing it safe, of playing it small. It's a sign that that smaller part of you that you're seeking to move beyond is afraid. It's afraid to lose its grip, because detours don't happen unless you're on the path. We mentioned a few minutes ago that you can't see all of the bumps in the road. You can't see all the detours, the curves, the construction delays, the potholes, to use a simple road analogy. It's impossible to see all of that, especially if the road is twisty and windy. When you first set out, you just don't know. Even if the road is flat and straight, it's impossible standing at the start to see 500 miles down the road. So what do you do right now? And if sticky situations arise, be grateful for that. Gratitude works here too, because it's a sign that you're on the path. It's a sign that you're on the path. Next item, number 10. And this is one that I love, and I want to talk a little bit about this. In the book, I write, dare to be radical. And I've got that in bold. Dare to be radical. And what I mean by that is question everything that you now believe. If you're on a spiritual path, this is something that I hope you're being encouraged to do. And I would certainly, most certainly, encourage you to do that. Question everything that you believe. Does it work for you? Does something that was instilled in you as a child still serve you in your adulthood? Does it? Because we absorb values from all kinds of sources and social conditioning, from our parents, from our school when we're young, from society. We absorb messages from advertising on television, on the internet, on the radio, everywhere. We're bombarded with information, and what we do as human beings is we assimilate that and we formulate ideas of who we are and how we should behave. And to a very great extent, it's impossible to actually escape that, because if you turn on any kind of device, you're going to get messages, advertising messages from people, from companies. And we're all conditioned. However, one thing that we never lose is our ability to make a decision. We could try to deny that we have free will and say, I can't make a choice. But that's a decision. It's a decision to say you can't make a choice. It's deciding not to choose, quite honestly. So by dare to be radical, I mean question everything. People are such skeptics in life. You may feel that you know people, maybe in your family, maybe it's somebody that you work with, that is very, very skeptical. Maybe this person is even negative in your eyes, and perhaps they're just challenging. We all know somebody that likes to challenge everything another person says. Right? And there's a lot of questioning going on. In business, people question each other all the time. There's a lot of defensive posturing. Does it have to be that way? No, but it is that way. And people are often on edge and question, 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 question. And I say that's absolutely fine to question everything, but question absolutely everything, including your entire premise for being here, right, as a human being, for your job, for running around, doing whatever it is that you do. Question everything. Question what you were taught as a child. Does it serve you now? Do the things that your parents taught you work for you if you are an adult? Do they work for you now? Right? This is what I mean by dare to be radical. Question absolutely everything. It takes courage to question absolutely everything, but that is exactly what is required for massive transformation, is courage. So how do you develop courage if you don't feel you have it? Excellent question. Take one step at a time. Decide to take the first step. Then you will be faced with a choice. Do I take the next step or do I not? And you decide to take the second step. And breaking it down into small component parts sounds very simple, but it's very true. And as adults, we need to hear things 50,000 times. Of course, the 50,000th time we hear the same message might be the time that it sinks in. So hopefully for you, you're out there listening for the 50,000th time. You haven't heard it 50,000 times from me, but as we go down the road, you may. Just saying. Dare to be radical and question absolutely everything. And this leads right into the next item, which is be honest. Question absolutely everything. We're really good at questioning other people. We're really good at taking a look at someone's belief system and passing judgment on it. We're excellent at taking a look at somebody's political beliefs and inclinations and passing instant judgment on it. Are we not? And I mean, maybe if you don't pass judgment on people for that, that is excellent. I'm talking society at large, and we as human beings most certainly do that all the time. So I invite us all to be honest with ourselves and question not just the outer things, but turn that questioning eye on yourself. Often somebody that asks challenging questions and seems combative is not asking the same questions of themselves, because they may be afraid to. I say they are, right? I say that people that are combative and they behave in hostile and nasty ways are actually afraid, and they're pushing that fear, projecting it off onto you. You may be familiar with psychological projection as a term, and this is something that's quite common in human beings. We've all done it, right? I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it. And it's not comfortable to feel angry, is it? It's not comfortable to feel guilty or afraid, and it's a human tendency to project that, in other words, to put that off onto someone or something. It might be an opposition political party. It might be a different ethnic group. It might be an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or an ex-spouse. It might be your mother or father-in-law. Who knows, right? It might be anything. But people don't want to stand in those feelings, and it takes courage. Total massive transformation takes the courage to stand in those and own them. And that's one of the things that I teach broadly, is responsibility. It's taking ownership for your own experience. Can that be painful? Yes. Can that be wonderful? Yes. And it is wonderful because you get to make these decisions. Nobody else can make them for you. In other words, total, complete joy and happiness is possible. It's possible for you. Make the decision to take one step at a time and be honest and question absolutely everything. So the next item talks about our creative potential as human beings. And I think this is very wonderful. And you may have heard in business terms, if you're actively involved as an entrepreneur, or perhaps you're in network marketing in one form or another. If you are, it's highly likely that you've heard the term your why before. And people are often encouraged to creatively think about their why or their desire, if you want to call it that. Whatever it is that you want in your life, the next item on our list here is item number 12. Get connected to your desire and remain there as much as you can, right? Because nobody's perfect, but get connected to your desire and remain there. And this leads to our next question. This is a general question that a number of people have asked me over the years, and it goes like this. It has to do with our creative potential as human beings. And people have often asked me, I don't consider myself a very creative person. Okay? I just don't. I don't consider myself a very creative person. What kind of exercises or practices do you recommend for getting connected to your desire? Okay. People often tell themselves this, I'm not very creative. And why do people say that? Maybe they've been told that as a kid. Maybe their parents gave them that idea, or somebody at school gave them that idea. Or maybe they got that idea by observing people and all of their stunning visual artwork. Maybe you were surrounded by friends that were painters, or they were excellent drawers, or maybe an excellent singer, a guitar player, a musician, a writer. Maybe you don't consider yourself creative because you've been surrounded by people that just express that and it flows for them very, very naturally. Maybe it doesn't seem to flow for you very naturally. That happens. That happens, and people may not consider themselves creative. However, we all are. The reality is each and every one of us is creating our circumstances all of the time based on what we think and what we decide to do right now. So what I recommend, if you don't feel that you're a creative person in the sense of a creative artist, we all have the power to visualize and to think about things. So by taking the time, I recommend that people take the time and get really enmeshed in the sensory experience of having what you want. Several years ago, I'll use myself as an example. My wife Cindy and I wanted to move away from Western Oregon to the tropics. We wanted to get out of the dark and fairly cold winters and have some tropical sunshine and some palm trees. So what worked for us was to get in the feeling of being on the beach, even if we were thousands of miles away in a dark and rainy climate. We pictured ourselves on the beach and get as detailed as you can with the sensory experiences. Picture the palm trees and your feet in the sand. Maybe you've got a tropical drink. See the waves, hear the waves, the sun is shining. What does the drink taste like? Can you smell the sunscreen that you applied on yourself? Engage your senses. What do you see? Do you see the waves? Do you see seagulls? Do you hear the seagulls, the waves, the wind? What's that drink taste like? Is it loaded with tequila? Double tequila? Rum, maybe? Maybe it's a beer. Maybe it's just an ice-cold bottle of water. And what are the smells? What does it feel like? What does the sun feel like? Feel the heat, right? For example. And stay with it. Stay with the physical sensations and get as creative as possible. Stay in that feeling. And even if it seems weird at first, make a habit of it. Because we're all creative. We entertain fantasies about ourselves all the time in the form of limiting stories that aren't true. So if you're going to picture something that hasn't come to pass yet, make sure it serves what you want to do, that it serves your desire. Stay in that feeling and stay focused on it. All right. When we come back from the break, we'll continue with our list of things that you can do. We'll enjoy a short guided meditation, and I'll tell you what to expect next week here on Decide to Transform. Stick with us.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and thank you for following along here with us on Christmas Eve, wherever you are. I hope that you're having a beautiful, wonderful, and joyful holiday season. Now, before the break, we took a look at a really, really interesting general question about people thinking and feeling that they're not creative, so it's hard for them to picture and visualize and therefore manifest their desires in their life. And we talked about getting into the feeling of whatever it is you want, and I used the example of a tropical beach. My wife Cindy and I did that very same exercise often for probably a couple of years. And in 2017, as a result of that, we made a conscious decision to sell our home in Oregon and start traveling. And I am sitting in a large room right here on the beach in Mexico, and the ocean is literally just a few meters away. Now, this is something that we have consciously and deliberately manifested in our lives, and it began with what looks like daydreaming, but it was conscious and it was focused. And these are just examples of things that you can do right now, today, to start a process of transformation in your life. Now, did it happen overnight? No, it certainly did not happen overnight. We each had things going on, work arrangements, and we had the house and all of our possessions, everything like that. So it's a process, but if you stay with it, this is a very powerful exercise, because I just want, if you take nothing else away from today's show, I want you to know that you are creative. We're all very creative people. That expresses itself in different ways. Some people are artists and musicians and writers. Some are not. You may not be, and that's okay. You have different ways of creating. Maybe you're a wonderful chef. I don't know. Whatever it is, you might be a tremendous athlete. Everyone has talents and outlets for creativity, and we can all put our minds to use, to constructive use, because if you think about it, we are destructively using our minds all of the time. We are indulging in fantasy about events that may never come to pass, or we are stuck dwelling on things that we regret from the past, from past actions, or wishing that a situation would have turned out differently than it did, and then wondering, what if, right? Where would I be now? And anything that takes our mind away from decisions that we have to make in the present moment doesn't really serve us. And it's a matter of our having the discipline and having the courage, quite frankly, to come back to the present moment all of the time, because that's all we have. That's all we have. If you've heard people talk about mindfulness, meditation, I'm a meditation instructor, so it makes sense that I would say, hey, come back to the present. But it's really all we have. And we spend so much time fantasizing, daydreaming, or dwelling on the past that we're very rarely here. And the more you can be here, the better. So along these lines, continuing with our list of things that you can do, the 13th item is cultivate and nurture your imagination. We just talked about the exercise that enabled Cindy and me to manifest a life of tropical living. It's really a wonderful thing. It works. This works. Cultivate and nurture your imagination. At the very least, you'll laugh more. You will be more lighthearted, and you'll have more fun, because that really, really does matter. Having fun is a critical component of spirituality. It's a critical component of life in general. is having fun. Imagination is not just for kids. I insist. Cultivate and nurture your imagination. Next item, be patient with yourself. We've talked about that. And patience with yourself is the subject of our meditation that we'll do in a few minutes today. And it underlies this entire discussion of things that you can do. Understanding that it's a process and that it's not all going to happen for you overnight is just so, so, so important. So please, be patient with yourself. Number 15 is a repeat. Stay consistent. I threw that in when I was writing the book because I think as adult learners, we clearly need to hear things again and again. We need to see them. We need to hear them. We need to feel and experience them in dozens of different ways. Therefore, stay consistent. It's very, very, very important. So I repeat it. Item number 16 is recognize that you are never stuck. Situations change in life, and if you feel stuck, the situation is going to change, and one way or another, you are going to feel like you're unstuck. Situations change. If you are in a job situation and you feel stuck, that situation is not going to last forever. Perhaps if you don't like your boss, perhaps they'll resign. I've had that happen to me. I was once in a job in a, I don't want to reveal too much because you don't know who may be on the other end of the line, but I've had a job, and maybe you can relate to this. My guess is many of you could, that you had a miserable job and you didn't have a good working relationship with your manager or your boss. I was in that position and I was faced with a decision, do I stay or do I go, many times. And this person did not like me as a person at all, and was not kind, was not even sometimes professional. And why I stuck in there, well, paycheck, things like that. I mean, maybe you're drawing a healthy paycheck if you're in a work situation that isn't serving you. But anyway, I felt stuck until the day that this person resigned. So maybe if you don't like the people that you work with, maybe they will resign, maybe they'll get fired, maybe they'll move on, or maybe the situation will just change. Perhaps it's you that changes. Perhaps you make the conscious decision to move on. Right? It's disempowering to say that you're stuck. Why? It glorifies the sense of victimhood. It makes you into a victim, and victimhood is not powerful. Because really, it's not even true. Life is not happening to us. We're creating it. Life is not happening to us. We are creating our own lives. So a recognition that you are not stuck, that you are never, in fact, stuck, can be something that is very, very powerful. So I include that. That's item number 16 on our list of things that you can do from chapter 21 of Decide. Situations change. They always do. We will continue with this list on the show next week, and it's next Tuesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 Pacific. There are several other items that I want to mention, and there are several wonderful listener questions that we will get to next week. Now, I want to make a quick announcement. 2 weeks from today, on Tuesday, the 7th of January, I will be happy to welcome the first of our guest teachers to Decide to Transform. And I have started off doing most of the teaching myself. I will, however, have guest teachers come on the show. And on January 7th, I'm very happy to announce the first of those guest teachers will be here, and they will have most of the floor on this broadcast. I'll co-host the show with them, but I'm excited. This person is a very, very good old personal dear friend of mine. Lisa Berry will be here, and I will tell you more about what she does in her work and her life on the show next week as details become available. But I'm excited to welcome her here in 2 weeks to Decide to Transform as our first guest teacher. So guys, get ready for a lot of energy, a lot of positivity, and a tremendous amount of very helpful information. She's got a lot to share with you about massive personal transformation in your life. So that's in 2 weeks. Next week, we will continue with our list of things that you can do. And there are a few more from the book, and some of them are very, very interesting and raise a lot of deep personal questions for us all. So we will cover those. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to close with a meditation on maintaining and cultivating patience with yourself. So I just want to invite you to get comfortable wherever you are, whether you're seated at home or lying down in an office, maybe you're outside. And if you're outside walking around, you can most certainly stay outside walking around. Just relax yourself as much as you possibly can. And just begin by breathing in and pay attention as you do to your in-breath. Feel the air entering your body, expanding your chest and diaphragm. And as you exhale, feel the air leaving your body. And do this once and once more. Breathe in and out. And as you do, realize that just by doing this, by simply placing your awareness on your breath, you are being patient with yourself. This is something that will benefit you. It's an act, in fact, of great kindness to simply sit as still as you possibly can and breathe in and out. Now, picture your desire, your why. Do you want to live in the tropics on a tropical beach? Do you want a more fulfilling career with more money? Do you want a healthier physical body? Oh, picture whatever it is. Maybe you want a wonderful, loving, romantic partner. Whatever it is, picture it in your mind. And as you continue to focus on your in-breath and out-breath, just breathe normally. And picture just taking one step toward that desire. If it's to lie on the beach, take a step toward the beach. If it is a romantic partner, extend your hand to the person that you see in front of you. And as you're breathing, if it is your physical health, picture yourself healthier, slimmer perhaps, stronger, more flexible, smiling. And as you do, tell yourself that you're doing your best right now. You're doing your best one step at a time. Say to yourself, I'm doing my best. I got this. I am doing my best. I got this. And continue than to breathe and take one more in and out breath. And as you exit the meditation, do your best today to stay in the feeling of being on the beach, of being in love, of being fit or healthy. Whatever you pictured during the meditation, stay with the feeling that you got this. Patience with yourself is wonderful. Step at a time. Step at a time. So, as we leave today, I want to wish everyone a very happy holidays. And if you're celebrating Christmas tomorrow, have a very Merry Christmas. The solstice has just come. Hanukkah has been here. It's a wonderful time of year. So wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. Next week, we will talk about the rest of these items. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have a high-energy, fabulous guest teacher on the show. Have a great week and a wonderful Christmas holiday, everybody. We'll see you next week here on Om Times Radio. Have a great one.